What's up, y'all? It's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. I'm excited that we are closing out the series tonight, Way to the Promise, Journey with God, with this series finale titled The Rhythm of Victory. And not only, y'all, are we closing out the series, but we're also closing out the month of June. I pray that this last week of June was an eye-opening week for you. I know I am very grateful for the things that God as well has been revealing to me during this final week of June that has come to a quick end. Now, without further ado, y'all, I want to go straight into the episode. Again, the title of tonight's episode is Rhythm of Victory. Rhythm of Victory. Now, if you're a loyal listener to the podcast, we have talked about victory before on past episodes. And one of the things that we have highlighted to you before is that as believers, right, as a Christian, as one who have surrendered their lives to Jesus, we don't live hoping for victory, but we're living from victory because Jesus already has given us the victory in him. And this is important for us to know. But one of the things that I believe that oftentimes is not really preach enough in the body of Christ is, again, the rhythm of victory. Like, we understand the importance of trusting in God. We understand the importance of having faith. We understand the importance as well to surrender everything to God, because there are things that are out of our control. Some of us, you know, we have high hopes and expectations, and when things seem to not work in our favor, we don't know what to do. And so we know once we reach that moment in time, all we can do, the very best option that we have now that is left truly, is to surrender it all to God. And that is awesome. That is great. But oftentimes, I believe as well, for us to have a life that is victorious, right, is to as well have the ability to understand how God works when it comes to his word. What it is that God has detailed for us in his word that he will help us use in order to see them as a tool for us to have a prosperous life, have a victorious life. Yes, right? We know we have the victory, but how can we, in fact, live this in our everyday life? How can we, in fact, live this in our everyday life? How can we properly embrace it in our everyday life? How can we as well maintain it in our everyday life? Because there are people, you know, when you see that things are getting out of hand, things are, you know, are not working in your favor, your expectations, it seems like they're not coming to fruition as you hope for, right? There are things perhaps we thought was going to happen already within this given time in the year 2023, and it has not happened. How can we still live in victory? How can we still live from victory? Because sometimes we feel that we're defeated. You know, how can you say that I'm victorious and I feel defeated? Or how can you say that I'm victorious and I feel depressed? How can you say that I'm victorious and I have lack in my life? How can you say that I'm victorious and I seem to be in the same, again, situation? How can you say I'm victorious and I feel like as if I'm all alone, I'm misunderstood, and things are not changing, things are not working in my favor? Well, if you feel this way, I am so grateful that you are able to tune into tonight's episode as we begin to just share certain things that God himself highlights to us in scripture that helps us to have the rhythm of victory in our everyday life. And one of the things that I really want to go ahead and point out is this. If you read in the book of Exodus, if you read Exodus chapter 20, it also lists the Ten Commandments. And the fourth commandments, within the 10th commandments, it talks about the Sabbath day. And it talks about how God tells us to keep the Sabbath day holy, right? To remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now, some of us who are believers, some of us still keep the Sabbath day to this day. And others say that, well, you know, because Jesus came, that we are no longer under that commandment. We don't need to keep it because, again, you know, Jesus came and so forth, which is also true. But if you think about it, you know, the Ten Commandments, God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses in order for us to still observe and as well as because it is God's law, and it's as well as what would help us to have a abundant life on this side of heaven. Now, Jesus himself, he came, that's true, but if we pay attention to the New Testament, especially, again, if we pay attention to the Gospels and what is written within them, you will see Jesus is even showing that he is the Sabbath rest. He is the eternal rest, right? And so, even when it comes to the Sabbath day, maybe you're saying, well, I don't need to keep the Sabbath day and so forth. But have you, you know, made Jesus, you know, time with Jesus mandatory in your life? Have you made it a priority in your life? Because again, Jesus said that he didn't come to, you know, abolish the law, but he came to fulfill it. And if Jesus himself, he declares that he is the Prince of rest, or the Prince of the Sabbath, right? Meaning that he, you know, he is that rest that was spoken of long, long ago. Then we need to do our due diligence to make sure that we are implementing time with the Lord on a daily basis. And you will notice and you will find out, again, I've said this before, but I want to go ahead and share it again, because oftentimes we allow the things of this world to get us to, you know, be caught up and to neglect what matters most. And what matters most is for us to spend that sabbatical with the Lord. What matters for us is to truly to spend time of rest in his presence, because you will learn when you spend that time of rest in his presence, he himself will what? He himself will replenish you. He himself will refresh you. And he himself will equip you now to walk by faith and to fulfill the calling or the purpose or the destiny that he has on your life, and to have all that you need as well to be prosperous in every area of your life, as your soul prospers in him, as your soul prospers in doing his perfect will. Amen. And so one of the things that the Holy Spirit began to highlight me throughout scripture is that often when the people of God did not take time, you know, to rest in the presence of the Lord, they would what? They would begin to grumble. They would begin to worry about the cares of this world. And because they would begin to grumble and, you know, and care about the things of this world, they will find themselves now, you know, again, just neglecting to praise the Lord, neglecting the benefits of God very quickly. Let me just go ahead and read this particular scripture concerning the benefits of God in Psalm 103 verse 2. If you have your Bible, please go ahead and open it to Psalm 103 verse 2. This is what it says. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You will come to find that the more that we are not remembering the benefits of God, meaning the blessings of God, the prayers that God did answer for us, it's going to cause us to have an increase of anxiety. It's going to cause us to have an increase of the, you know, of depression. It's going to cause us again to just keep on worrying about things not coming to fruition the way that we're hoping for them to come to fruition. It's going to cause us even to what? To disobey God, to neglect our time with the Lord. It's going to cause us to even sin against God and so forth. And so it is so important for you and I to make sure we don't forget the benefits of God, that we are reminded of all the things that the Lord brought us from, that we are reminded of all the things that the Lord has done for us. And so most of the time you will find out it is when you are resting in God, it is when you're resting in his presence that those thoughts, right, of his benefits and all that he has done for you is coming to your mind. It's coming to your remembrance. And because they are coming to your remembrance, you are able to take this moment to praise him. You're able to take this moment to acknowledge him. And as you're doing this, the Bible tells us as well that, you know, he inhabits the praises of his people, right? And so it brings the Lord great, you know, pleasure and great delight when he sees that you are thanking him for what he has done. You are thanking him for who he is. And as you are thanking him and he is in your midst as well, receiving your praise, he too, he is so faithful again to replenish you, to refresh you, to equip you. And as he is doing that, you will notice that your momentum, you know, comes back. You will notice that your energy comes back. You will notice that your peace comes back. Your joy comes back. You will notice that, again, you have just a fire to move on again, to try whatever it is that didn't work before again, because God himself, he is the one that has given you the grace to do so. And so it's important for me to explain this to you that, again, the rhythm of victory is based on resting and walking The rhythm of victory is based on resting and walking, but with whom? With God. So the title of our series is Way to the Promise, Journey with God. And I wanted to close out this series to strongly remind you that the rhythm of victory is resting and walking with God. Is resting and walking with God by faith. Is resting and walking with God by faith. You will notice that when you're reading Hebrews chapter 11, when it's talking about those with great faith, right? Those who are in the hallmark of great faith. You will notice that these individuals, it says of them that they continued to trust in the Lord and they continued to have faith in the Lord, right? Despite all that came against them, they held on to the promises of God. They held on to the word of God. And because of that, God was faithful to bring about his word in their lives. God was faithful to bring about his word in their lives. But if you see each and every one of them as you read their account. Last week, I talked about Joseph. Even when Joseph went through all that he went through, you will notice that his posture was a posture that was filled with calmness, with rest. And that is because he continued to keep his mind set on the Lord. He continued to keep his focus set on God's word. You're right. So despite the trials that came, he continued to believe that God was faithful to get him out of it. He continued to believe that God was with him because, in fact, God was, in fact, with him. You'll see the same with Abraham. Abraham continued to believe in God despite the fact that he was growing older. He refused to let go of the word of the Lord. And no matter what the Lord asked of him, he continued to do it. He went ahead and did it anyway because he knew that this God that he was serving, he was the real deal. He was the one and true living God. And there was no wrong. There was no fault found in God. There was no evil intent found in God. And so if God told him to do something, it was always for a good outcome. And it would always work out in the end for Abraham's good. And so again, the rhythm of victory is resting and walking by faith. With God. The rhythm of victory is resting and walking by faith with God. Now, I want to show you the contrast, right, of what happens when we are not resting and walking by faith with God. You will see this contrast. So I explained very briefly, you know, gave that example with Abraham and Joseph. But a contrast that you will see in the Word of God again is one that we're very familiar with. And it comes to, again, the people of Israel when they were in the wilderness. You see, God delivered them from captivity, right, from the Egyptians. And here God is leading them to the land of the promise. And all of a sudden, they began to what? They began to reflect on the things that the Lord delivered them from. Not necessarily the Lord's faithfulness. There's a difference. You know? When we are talking about to not forget the benefits of God, we're also making sure that we're focusing on his faithfulness. We're not so much so saying to remember, you know, the horrible things or the difficult things that has happened in our lives, but instead we are allowing ourselves to remember the God who got us out of those horrible things or how God made a way for us. So instead of the Israelites remembering how God made a way for them to get out of Egypt, they instead were remembering Egypt. They instead were remembering, again, what Egypt had to offer them. But they completely forgot that Egypt was their poison, that Egypt was what was causing them to be in bondage, to be chained, to be restrained and not move forward into the divine destiny that God had for his people all along. And you will notice that they were not resting in God, meaning they were not being obedient unto the Lord. I want to pause right there. And so when I'm saying resting or when I am talking about resting, I'm not merely talking about us laying down in bed and falling asleep, but I'm literally talking about resting in the Lord, meaning that we are deciding again to do his will and not our will. We are deciding again to give him the praise that is due to his name. We are deciding again to honor the Lord with the works of our hands, to honor the Lord with our lives. We are deciding as well to receive instructions from him. We are deciding to humble ourselves and pray to God concerning everything that before we make a decision, that we're not going to go ahead and consult another individual, but we'll go to God first. We will seek his advice first. We will seek his wisdom, his counsel, his knowledge first. This is what I mean by resting, that we are acknowledging God, that we know that he is the one that is able to give us what it is that we need. He is our ultimate source. He is the source of our peace. He is the source of our strength. He is the source of our joy. Amen. I want to go ahead and quickly just remind you of the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which you can read during your leisure time in Daniel chapter 3. And for tonight's episode, I want to go ahead and just read a few scriptures concerning their account, which is very powerful. And I believe truly in this season, we ought to be having the same mindset of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And as a matter of fact, go ahead and open your Bible pages to Daniel chapter 3, verse 16. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 19 is where I'm going to be reading from. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 says, y'all, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. And then in verse 17, it says that they said to him, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Verse 18, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Verse 19, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. I read from the King James Version, but I also just want to quickly go ahead and read from the New International Version. I just want to make sure that you all are able to really pay attention to what is being said here in this particular passage. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. Let's go ahead and read it now in the New International Version. Okay, this is what it says, y'all. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image gold you have set up. I'm gonna pause right there. So we just read Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. This time we read it in the New International Version. If you continue to read further, you will notice that God in his faithfulness ended up delivering these men. But what I wanted for us to pay attention to was their mindset. Their mindset were those that rested in God, right? They had a peace, a supernatural peace that was upon them. Here they are, right, receiving the news that if they don't worship these foreign gods, that they would be thrown in a furnace. Some people, if they heard this day, they would be like, you know what? Oh, I'm going to go ahead and worship these gods, right? And I'll quickly repent and the Lord will forgive me, right? You will have some people who perhaps would completely deny Yahweh. And they would, again, make, you know, a covenant or a treaty with these foreign gods, even though they know it's not the right thing to do. But because of their fear, right? Out of fear. And again, especially out of the fear of death, they will go ahead and side ways with these foreign gods. But these three men, they were confident in the Lord and they trusted that, again, he was faithful to rescue them. But even if he did not rescue him, they were faithful to the Lord. They chose to remain faithful to God. And one of the reasons why I wanted to go ahead and share these scriptures with you is I strongly believe that This is what the rhythm of victory is all about. It's understanding that we will not have life without trials on this side of heaven. The Bible makes it clear to us. Jesus himself made it clear to us. You know, he tells us that we will go through tribulation in this life, but he tells us to take courage because he himself have overcome. He too tells us in the Gospels that those who are weary, for them to come to him because he will give them rest. And so the posture of their mind, of these young men, was that of rest. They were resting in God's sovereignty. They were resting in their fear of God. They knew that God himself was the only living God, and that these foreign gods that these people were trying to force them to worship, they could not compare to the one true and living God. They didn't have any power. Amen. And so resting and walking by faith with God is going to ultimately give us the victory. Because again, God, he is faithful to those who are faithful to him. He is faithful to those who trust in him. He is faithful to those who are unable to defend themselves, but know that he is their deliverer. This is the same type of language that we can see all throughout the book of Psalm when it comes to David. On this series finale, I want to just focus on these themes. And so I'm bringing up, you know, a few different biblical figures. But the key ones on tonight's episode that I wanted to go ahead and greatly highlight was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But I also wanted to show you the contrast between a group of people or an individual who truly is resting and walking by faith with God and those who are not. We noticed and saw the downfall of the Israelites when they did not rest in God's providence, when they did not rest in God's laws, when they did not rest in God's truth. Literally, God tells them in scripture that as long as if they would obey him and love him, that he was faithful to bless him. As long as they obeyed him and loved him, that he was faithful to bless him. My goodness. And this is the same thing that God is saying to all of you listening to this podcast episode. As long as you obey him, as long as you trust him and you love him, he is faithful to bless you, meaning he is faithful to take care of you. He is faithful to protect you. But most importantly, he is faithful to crown you with an eternal life, right? With an eternal crown of victory. Amen. And so my word of encouragement on tonight unto you is that you would make it a priority of yours to have a rhythm of victory. Now, I've already shared how can you have this rhythm of victory, and you can have it again by applying these two key concepts or these two key things, and that is again resting and walking by faith with God. Resting and walking by faith with God. And within that also consists concerning your purpose. Many of you are not walking in your purpose. How so? Or how come? When God is wanting you to walk in your purpose. But some of you perhaps are saying, well, I don't have the finances to be able to do the things that God wants me to do. I don't have the connections. Or I don't know what's the next step. Or perhaps you're saying, I don't even know what my purpose is, right? But the beauty of the matter is that when you are resting in God, in that resting state, he is going to download to you revelation and truth concerning who you are in him, concerning your purpose. And now you're now going to do the next step, which is believing by faith what it is that he shared with you and walking it out by faith. And walking it out by faith doesn't mean that you need to do something that is so big and spectacular, but it's you deciding to see how can you implement your purpose in your everyday life. One thing I notice about God all throughout scripture is that, again, he is pleased by the faith of his people. He is pleased by us just taking one faith step until the next. My goodness. Multiple times in scripture, literally God will tell his people that he has already given them the victory. But even though he told his people that he already gave them the victory, guess what? They still had to what? Take a step of faith. They still had to walk in order to possess the promised land. they still had to do what? They still had to sanctify themselves through and through in order for them to be now ready for every good work that he had for them to do. And so these are just some of the examples that we see that is showing us how we can have a rhythm of victory. And having a rhythm of victory literally is what shows that you are a victor no matter the season of life, because now you are well aware of the importance of resting in the Lord and the importance as well of walking by faith in God, with God, and also walking by faith to accomplish the very things that God has you on this earth to accomplish. If you don't mind, please go ahead and open your Bibles to Psalm 44. We're going to be reading all the way to verse 6. Psalm 44, verse 4, this is what it says. You are my king and my God who decree victories for Jacob. In verse 5, let's continue to read. Through you, we push back our enemies. Through your name, we trample our foes. Verse 6. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory, but you give me victory over my enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. And God, we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. I love this scripture. I love the way that the author of the scripture, he is making us aware that, again, it is not his own doing that has allowed him to get the victory, but it's because of God. He knows that his victory comes from the Lord. But however, guess what? The scripture doesn't tell us that, you know, the author does not have a bow in hand or an arrow in hand. You see, in this journey of life, you will still have to do the work, right? You will still have to walk out the journey. But the beauty of the matter is that you never walk this journey alone. You walk it with the Lord. And it's because you're walking it with the Lord that he is faithful again to give you the victory. But my question to you is, are you walking your journey with God? How are you walking with God in this season? Are you truly walking this journey with God? And as we bring the culmination of the series to an end, you know, as we wrap it up, that was my main hope. That was my main goal, is that you would want to walk out your journey with the Lord. You would want to implement his will in everything that you do. Because if we don't walk out our lives with the Lord, if we don't, again, seek him for his counsel, how are we then are going to receive the victory or claim the victory? How are we then going to receive the blessings and claim the blessings? How are we then going to receive, again, the answered prayers and claim the answered prayers? God tells us everything that we need to truly to be victorious in this life. But often, the very one that is able to give us the victory is the very one that we don't go to first, that we don't truly want to fellowship with first. And so I want you to understand that whatever it is that God told you, for it to manifest in your life, you have to make sure that you are connected to the author of that word. You have to make sure that you're literally, day in and day out, you're consulting with God and you're saying, God, you gave me this word, or God, you gave me this promise, or God, you gave me this dream. Where are we in this journey, Lord, of seeing it come to pass? Where are we? What must I do for me to see your purposes for my life come to fruition? And as you're doing this, again, as I said, you will receive this as you are resting in him, meaning as you're, again, consulting him, as you're as well praising him, making sure that you are giving him the praise and worship that is due to his name. And as you're doing this, God is so faithful. My goodness, God is so faithful to give you the revelation, the insight, the answers. And he is so faithful to strengthen you with his strength, to anoint you with his anointing, in order for you now then to walk by faith. You will recognize that once you spend time with God, it makes taking the step of faith much easier. But sometimes it's much difficult to take the step of faith when we are trying to do it with our own human understanding, with our own strength, and when we're trying to do it before we even consult the Lord. And so I want to go ahead and share this one more point, and as well as scripture, before I go ahead and just bring this episode to a close. But most importantly, I want to spend the next few minutes to pray with you. I believe the Lord has placed it on my heart to pray with you. And I'm going to be praying that the Lord would crown us with his victory. That the Lord, he would crown us with his victory. That he would make us victorious for the next half of this year of 2023. And I'm praying and believing alongside you that this next half of 2023, not just this new coming month of July, but I'm praying that this next half of 2023 for you and for your families, that it will be one that is crowned with the victory of God. That it would be one that is crowned with the victory of God. And when I say victory, that encompasses everything that God has declared to be our inheritance in Christ Jesus. So that encompasses meaning you having good health, you having the protection of the Lord. You are being prosperous in every area of your life as you're so prospering in him. And you indeed receiving everything that the Lord declared over your life. This is what victory is all about. It's not just you winning one battle, but it's you truly settled in God's inheritance for you. It is you having complete access to what rightfully belongs to you in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so one of the things that I want to go ahead and share with all of you is something that Jesus himself mentioned over and over again, especially when you read Revelation chapter 3, when Jesus himself, he is giving letters to these churches, right? And he addresses each of these churches. And one of the things that you'll notice that all of the churches that he addresses, he criticizes them. But he, for example, some of the churches, he will note what it is that they are doing great and for them to continue to do that thing. And he will also note to them what it is that they're doing that is not so great and for them to improve and repent. Amen. But one key phrasing that the Holy Spirit truly highlighted to me within the letters that Jesus himself was addressing the churches in Revelation chapter 3 is that he kept saying, the one who is victorious will receive the crown of life. The one who is victorious will share in, you know, in my throne, right? Or will share in my authority. But a lot of times you will hear people will say, you know, once saved, always saved. Or they will say, just for you to believe in Jesus and that's about it. But you don't really necessarily hear them amplifying the importance of enduring until the end, the importance of holding fast to the word of God. And that's another phrase that I kept on seeing that Jesus himself was highlighting in the book of Revelation. He was saying for these people, right, these churches, to hold fast to this, to his teachings, to hold fast to the word that he was sharing. Because if they did not hold fast, he would come like a thief in the night. Right? And they would not be victors. They would not be the ones that would be crowned in victory. But my prayer for you and I is that we would be ones that would be crowned with the victory of Jesus. And so I want you to understand this. You will be victorious. And all you have to do is truly to allow God to be the center of your life and for you to make sure that you are resting in him and that as you're resting in him, you are receiving everything that he's imparted in you. And now you are using it to walk by faith, meaning to live out the plan and purpose that he has for your life. And as you're doing this, you will notice yourself having the rhythm of victory. You will not be moved when trials or tribulations come, but you know that because your God is with you, that even in the midst of trials and tribulations, he will deliver you and he will bless you and he will cause you to be secure. Amen. I pray that you guys were strongly encouraged by tonight's episode. I pray that you were blessed by the entire series. If you are listening to this episode, I recommend you, if you have not done so, to go ahead and just play back the previous five the previous six parts of this series, parts 1 to 6, and as well as just make sure that you're sharing it with those that you know it will be a great blessing to. And so wherever you are, just please go ahead and close your eyes and bow your head. Heavenly Father, I thank you for how you've just been with us throughout this series, Lord God, Way to the Promised Journey with God. This series was all about for us, oh God, to know how important it is for us to walk with you. That when we are walking with you, that is when we are victorious. That is when we are able, Lord God, truly to receive your promises for our lives, to receive the answered prayers, to receive the breakthroughs, to receive the miracles, but to ultimately know, Lord God, that we are on this journey, not just for us to access blessings, not just for us, Lord God, to be comfortable, but for us to have a deeper devotion to you, for us to have a deeper intimacy, oh God, with you, a deeper relationship with you. I pray, Lord God, that for those who are listening to this podcast episode, that you would meet them, Lord God, where they are, that you were strengthening them, that you, God, would revive their hearts, that you would revive their spirit, that as they are, Lord God, are recommitting their lives to you, as they are choosing to rest in you, God, in order for them to walk by faith and live out your plan and purpose for their lives, God, I pray that you would begin, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to show them your glory, to reveal your glory to them, and that you would continue to just begin to use them, Lord God, as well for your glory. For those, Lord God, who have been delayed, and this delay does not come from you, it is a demonic delay, I cancel that demonic delay right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I loose every blessing, Lord God, to come unto their lives, God, that you have purpose and you have appointed, Lord God, to be in their lives in this year of 2023. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you will bless this next half of 2023 to be crowned with victory for us. I pray that, God, that you will bless us to be victorious, oh God, this next half of 2023. I pray, Lord God, that we would be at the right places at the right time with the right people. I pray that we will continuously boast in you all throughout, oh God, the month of July, all throughout the month of August, all throughout the month of September, all throughout the month of October, all throughout the month of November and December of 2023. I pray, God, that you would keep us, you would guide us in all things. And I truly just pray again, Lord God, this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, y'all, for tuning in. And remember, all things are possible in Christ Jesus. Until next time, this was your sister in Christ, JLP. Peace out. Take care.